The Tao of Self-Confidence, Episode 385.
Welcome to The Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. Visit our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits.
Well, hello, friend. Welcome to The Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. I'm your host today, Sheena Yap Chan, and today I have an amazing lady on the show today. She is the founder of The Lifestyle Portal, and I'm just really excited to have her on and share her story with us today on self-confidence. So without further ado, I'm going to introduce you to Tanya Munshi. Tanya, how are you today? Maybe you can fill in a little bit more about yourself to our listeners.
Hi, Sheena. Thank you for having me on this show. It's quite an honor to be a part of this initiative. Yes, so I am the founder of Lifestyle Portal. Actually, I'm a lifestyle features writer by profession. I've been writing for almost 16 years now. And then in the last 6 years, I've been running this online platform called the Lifestyle Portal, where I profile entrepreneurs from all walks of life. And I believe that everyone has a story to say. And I want their story to be seen and heard. And so that they can also benefit and at least get a chance to do well and at least get a chance to showcase what their talent at work is all about.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that, Tanya. And what's your cultural background?
Okay, so I'm a Bengali. So I'm from a part of India, from a state called West Bengal. And my cultural background mainly is because I'm from an army background. My father is a retired army officer. And so I think that has played a very important role in our cultural upbringing. And that has been like, you know, it has been a very secular environment in where I have grown up in. So, you know, we've been taught to respect all cultures and religions and live in harmony and respect with, you know, for one another. And also because I'm very proud to come from a family where, you know, there's no differentiation between daughters and sons. So we are in all my brothers and I, we all have got the same and equal chance to do well professionally and personally. So, you know, these two are, I think, have been my greatest strengths from the cultural background that I come from.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that, Tanya. And what would be your favorite self-confidence quote?
So this is something I read recently, because it says a great figure or physique is nice, but it's self-confidence that makes someone really sexy. So it's by Viveka A. Fox.
I like that quote. And, you know, it's so true. I mean, you can, you know, having the self-confidence, no matter what your body is, really can stand out, right? Because, I mean, there's still people who are fit, but still have that low self-confidence. Or, you know, we see a lot of people doing the body positivity movement, and they just love themselves in their own skin because they have that confidence to do that. So I really love that quote that you mentioned. And in your own words, how would you define self-confidence?
Okay, now, this is tricky coming from a single mom like me. Now, after having gone through a bitter divorce and turbulent marriage, I will be honest that it did break my self-confidence for a while. But, you know, and I actually believe that I was not good enough or lovable. So I'm going to be very honest here. So that's how I gradually, with the passage of time, I realized that this process was necessary for me to go through the journey to actually understand and what self-confidence is all about. And it cannot happen overnight. It has to come from within. And, you know, so the journey made me realize that self-confidence. And now I realize that now that I see myself, how far I have come from where I started, it has given me immense self-confidence that, man, I can do it. You know, I have it in me. Self-confidence is something that even though we go through the toughest of times and we come out of it with dignity and peace of mind. And I think that would be the self-confidence, the way I would define it and see it from where I stand.
Thanks for that great definition. And, you know, sometimes it's so true. We all go through, you know, unfortunate incidents, right? And sometimes may have to happen so that it can build us up, right? Be the person that we want to be, or be that confident person that we are, or have the courage and strength to do the things that we want to do. And, you know, because I always think whatever situation that comes up in our lives, something good always happens, or something good always comes along. So I really love that definition that you mentioned. And Tanya, what was your life like before your discovery of self-confidence?
So before I discovered my self-confidence in its truest sense, I was actually a very weak person, mainly because I didn't believe in myself. I did not believe in my abilities, and I thought I was not good enough. To top it all, obviously, a divorce adds to that, you know, that you're not good enough, and you go through certain crises in life, personal crisis, and that makes you feel that you're not good enough. It also started reflecting in my career, where I refused to take up projects. I turned on projects. I turned on excellent opportunities because I kept believing that I was not good enough. But then, you know, there came a time in life when I thought that it was enough. I could not take that anymore, that it was time for me to come out of that. And finally, I actually made an effort to step out and see the light at the end of the tunnel. And then with my child and me, and we've started our life from scratch. And in spite of all these work experience, of 15, 16 years of work experience, I started my life afresh. And then gradually when I started doing well, and now I really feel good about myself. I'm not talking about the physical aspect of it, about looks, but feeling good that I can do it. I started appreciating myself more. I started looking after myself. I started working better. I started thinking better. So before discovery of self-confidence, it was completely that I was not good enough. And now I feel there is that self-confidence, I think, shows. It shows through when people meet me and they understand. And I'm still, now I do not want to go overboard. So I ensure that I'm still humble, that even though I get good opportunities, I still remain humble. So I try not to go overconfident at the same time.
Thanks for sharing that. And, you know, sometimes, you know, the people that we have in our lives sometimes bring us down, not realizing it. Like you mentioned, you know, your marriage before, you just felt like you weren't worthy or you felt you weren't good enough. And sometimes leaving it was pretty much like the light at the end of your tunnel, and starting from scratch can be a good thing because like anything was possible, right? And, you know, because of that realization, what's your life been like now?
Now the life is far more peaceful. I have a direction. My self-confidence shows through in my work. And now I can connect with my work, my clients, the people I work with. And actually, I'm now far happier now. I'm at peace because now, you know, I think if there is something which is gnawing your peace of mind, you cannot focus on other elements. But now with one thing away, I can focus on my life, my daughter, my work. And now it's a little, you know, self-confidence is a great tool. It's a great ingredient without which I don't think any of us can take a step ahead. So even if we make mistakes, it's really all right. The self-confidence is there to back us, that it's all right to make a mistake. It's not that we cannot go back and correct it.
Thanks for sharing that. And, you know, it's so true, right? We all make mistakes. It's just learning how to accept it, embrace it, and learn from it and keep moving on. This what makes it even better. You know, sometimes we have to make that mistake in order for us to realize, you know, what, you know, we're meant to do, or maybe, you know, show us, you know, another path that could be better for us. So thanks for sharing that. And if our listeners were tuning into your episode and they're in a similar journey to self-confidence, what would be that one tip you would give to them?
Okay, so one thing I would give to them is that no one else is responsible for their happiness but themselves. If the greatest mistake we as women do is that we attach our happiness and self-worth to someone else, whether it's a parent or a spouse or child or a friend, we need to stop that. Because the moment we give someone else their approval that we are going to be happy, that's the greatest mistake. So my advice to all the women out there in their journey of soul-searching and self-confidence would be the reason for your own happiness. And yes, very, very important, because I'm a mother and I know I go through this, is to let go of the guilt. The guilt of, as women, we are always somewhere, you know, the guilt always seems to come in because we feel like we're not good enough wife or a daughter or a sister or a mother. There is never going to be a perfect moment. And so that guilt is something that brings us down. So if we can just let go of the guilt and enjoy a day of me time, or enjoy a me time every week, 1 hour, give it to yourself every day, 10 minutes without the guilt, I think that's going to really help in the long run. And so women should not think that they're second to anyone when it comes to self-love. We love everyone more than we love ourselves. So I think a lot of advice I'm giving right now.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing those awesome tips. I mean, it's so true. Self-love is the most important thing. When we can learn to love ourselves, and we can know the kind of love that we deserve and that we can also give out to the world. So thanks for sharing that. And if our listeners wanted to get to know a little bit more about you and what you do, or check out your website, is there any links or social media profiles we can connect with?
Sure. So I have a website, a lifestyle portal, but the URL is taniamunshi.com, which is my name, because I've been writing for so many years. So I wanted to have the same name, so that, and it's a very personalized website. So people can relate to it. I have a Twitter handle that people can follow me on at, it's called at Tanya Munshi One. And we are on Facebook, Lifestyle Portal is on Facebook, and on Instagram, LinkedIn, Pinterest, we're all there. We're there. And our email address is tanya@tanyamunshi.com.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that, Tanya. And to our listeners, if you want to connect with Tanya, you can also head on over to the TaoofSelfConfidence.com and search for Tanya's name. Her show notes will pop up along with everything else we talked about. And I just want to thank Tanya for taking the time to share her story with us on self-confidence. So thank you so much, Tanya.
Thank you so much, Sheena. It's been a pleasure talking to you.
Not a problem. It was an honor having you on the show. And to our listeners, be on the lookout for another new episode of Another Amazing Woman's Journey to Self-Confidence, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye for now.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for tuning in to another amazing episode of The Tao of Self-Confidence. Want to learn how you can use podcasting to market your business? Download your free report by visiting our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits.